So we're on our way towards Patricksbourne Village, which is the main lunch stop for today, and we're ahead of schedule. And I'm pleased to say I'm joined by John Richardson and Duncan Ball, who both served in the Royal Air Force. They met 46 years ago. So, John, firstly, why did you get involved today?
My brother James Richardson is the CEO of Hague Housing, and he first raised it with me last October. And as soon as I heard that there was an opportunity to take part in this momentous event, I put my name down. It's a lifetime achievement to walk 100 miles in 4 days.
Absolutely, yeah. And Duncan, for yourself, what made you want to join the walk?
Well, as John said, his brother is the organiser, and he contacted me and asked me if I'd like to take part. Initially, I thought 100 miles, ooh, it's a bit much. But within a very short space of time, I thought, no, it is something I would love to be a part of. And that the rest, as we say, is history. We're here.
And how have you found it so far? Is it day two and much brighter today compared to yesterday?
Yeah, it was horrendous yesterday morning in Belgium. It was bouncing down with rain. Today is much more pleasant for walking in. Actually, it's quite pleasurable. And we had a fantastic welcome so far in that little village. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
John, how have you found it so far?
I'm enjoying it. Although it's quite hard, there's a lot of banter between the other walkers. We've been out of the service life for a long time now, but just to come back for this event and relive some of the old memories again is very enjoyable and takes away some of the pain of the walk.